The 13th basic teaching on the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Introduction to the Objectives of the Cell. The Lord be with you. The Holy Spirit had been promised since the times of such prophets as Joel. He was promised in an explicit way by Jesus, even before his passion and death. Jesus had been training his disciples in outreach, and the last mandate he gave them before returning to the Father was precisely to go all over the earth and proclaim the good news. But why did he ask them to receive the Holy Spirit and to start their mission by waiting? Why did he demand from them that they do not leave Jerusalem in order to receive the Holy Spirit and to reach the ends of the earth? Well, we can understand that waiting is the objective that leads to the reception of the gift. We can understand that evangelization can be effective only if all depart from the same place and with a common experience. A vision can only realize itself if it is zoomed into various objectives. A great vision can become a reality only if those who seek it work on a specific number of objectives. We started these basic teachings regarding the parish cell system of evangelization by reflecting together on the seven moments of the cell meeting and their significance. It is very important that the cell meeting be conducted accordingly, not to reduce itself to just a social gathering, a Bible study, a prayer meeting, or even a pressure group in society or within the church. Then we reflected on the seven phases in the process of evangelization, because evangelization is the essential characteristic of these cells, without which it is very easy for a cell to become what is not called to be. Now, there remains one other essential aspect of the cell we need to reflect upon. What is the actual purpose of the cell? If the most important thing is to evangelize, what need is there of a cell? Can't we evangelize without the cell? It is like learning to play an instrument, like a trombone, because you got passionate about music. Yet then, what? Can you play your trombone without a band or an orchestra? Now, I have chosen the trombone because it is one of the instruments that you never hear by itself and which makes such a difference in a band or an orchestra. However, even with regard to an instrument that can be played by itself, like the piano, its sound can never replace the one you hear when it is played with other instruments. So, to understand the purpose or purposes of the cell, we need to place it in its proper context. If our cell has this specific characteristic of being a cell of evangelization, then we need to remember that its context should be that of the church. Yes, because it is the church that exists for evangelization, and not the other way around. By church, we understand the community, wherever two or three are gathered in my name. Therefore, it can be a family, a cell, a small community, a parish, a diocese, the universal church. The church was born from the evangelization of Jesus. Wherever St. Paul used to pass, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, there he used to form a small community, a church. So you see, the church is the fruit of evangelization. At the same time, the church is the subject of evangelization. It exists to make evangelization, to evangelize. Like the hen comes from the egg, but at the same time, it is the hen that produces the egg. The parish is the church we see and we experience. However, today the parish is undergoing a big crisis, and I think it is for two reasons. First, because very often the parish is not the fruit of evangelization, but only a product of tradition. And secondly, because very often the parish is focused on conserving itself rather than reaching out in evangelization, even though it is becoming ever more conscious of this urgent need. We can commission many surveys to find the reasons behind this crisis. However, we need no surveys to tell us how much the crisis of the parish is linked to the crisis of the family, which the Second Vatican Council calls it the domestic church. The family is the foundation of society and of the church. Today, we especially in the Catholic Church are left with the macro experience of the church, but the micro experience is lost and missing. And if you have a body whose cells are weakened, sick, or become cancerous, then no wonder the body starts to shrink and disintegrate. Through the parish cell system of evangelization, I believe, and I am convinced, that the Lord wants to revive in the church the micro experience so fundamental for the parish, the diocese, and the whole universal church. The church and the parish need these cells of evangelization. Our Archbishop is continuously reminding us of this urgent need, even though he refers to them in generic terms like small groups. However, he explicitly refers to the same experience from where the cells get their inspirations, the early church as described in the Acts of the Apostles. If the parish does not need the cells of evangelization, in response to the Council's call to go back to the sources, to go back to our roots, it does need the cells to fill the vacuum created by the crisis of the family. Therefore, these are the seven purposes of the cells which we shall be reflecting upon. First, deepening intimacy with the Lord. Secondly, building mutual love. Thirdly, sharing Jesus with others. Fourthly, serving a ministry in the mystical body of the church. Fifth, giving and receiving support. Sixth, forming new leaders. And seventh, strengthening the Catholic identity. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.